Time for the dog spots. A very good morning to Joe from Rochester Pups. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
You were bopping away there to Girls on Film, weren't you?
Oh, yes. It's my era, this stuff. Yes. I love it.
I'll put my hand up there as well. Hey, you received an email from Molly from Echuca, and this is probably a common issue that comes up. She's got a new dog, and she's taking her new dog home, and she has a cat at home.
Oh, yes.
And I guess
yes.
She's trying to find out how the dog and the cat are going to get along.
Yes. Oh, look, this will be a very interesting moment in psychology. Just to give you the undercurrents of what goes on, most animals, including ourselves, we have this capacity to see when things are starting to kick off in the wrong direction. So say, for example, you might be having a lovely drink with a couple of friends at the bar and you just notice that something weird's happening over in the corner there, and all of a sudden, 5 seconds later, a fight's broken out. Your system of seeing the world is picking up that there's a shift in what we call that sound well balanced, and it'll either go to a dominant side where, you know, people are machoing off and taking shirts off and all that kind of stuff.
Did you see me at the bar, did you?
I didn't want to put your name to it.
Yeah, sorry.
Or you'll see somebody cowering and they just look like they're afraid and they're full of anxiety. So we have the same early warning system, if you like, as what cats and dogs do. Now, the beautiful thing is that's the language that animals use to work out if they're safe or not. So if we went to the closest paddock and there was horses and sheep, you'd say to yourself, well, how do these two animals coexist? They coexist because they're all in a well balanced, relaxed state of mind. The minute that changes is the minute you've got all kinds of interesting things happening. So when you bring in the dog, what you want to do is you want to keep everything calm. So that might be I'd bring in my dog on lead. Now, the cat is a smaller animal, and often they're a bit like Jack Russells. They own everything in their mind, so they tend to be okay, and it's the dog trying to work out whether or not I'm over you or you're over me. So let them work it out, but let them do it in a way where we teach the dog to be relaxed and slow around the cat so that the cat is comfortable and therefore everybody gets along. So what I would do is I'd come in and I'd have my new dog on lead, and I just get my dog to lie at my feet where we're in a really relaxed. That sends a non-verbal body language message of I'm no threat, I don't want any drama, and just every so often, nice and relaxed, just give the dog a treat. So the dog's thinking in his mind or her mind, oh, I just have to sit and relax and good things happen to me.
And don't worry about the cat.
And don't worry about the cat. Now, if the cat comes into the room, it's really important that we don't stop breathing and start getting anxious, because what we're signalling to the cat and the dog is we're not sure this is going to be okay. And that's when you'll often get issues between dogs and cats.
So the dog will pick up that vibe from yourself.
Yeah, and yep. What he's doing is he's going, if you're worried about something and you're a lot bigger than me and you seem to have a lot more skills than me, then I need to be worried. This cat must be a threat, and vice versa. The cat's going, oh, hello, everything was balanced until you walked in the room. So what we want to do is keep it nice and relaxed. Dogging her down, just the occasional treat. If the cat comes up to the dog and you see that dog's stiffening, not moving, glaring at the cat, that is an indicator that the dog is really uncomfortable, and depending on what the cat does, the dog might react. So what I would do is I just draw that attention away from the intensity of that cat back onto me. So okay. I might say my dog's name and then give him another treat and a treat. That cat's going to come in to sniff, just like the dog wants to do, and that's how we kind of just manage that. So even if we have to get the dog up then and looking at us while the cat has a sniff, but watch the tail. The tails always hit the cats and then freaks them out. The only caveat on that is you have to understand with dogs, their vision is low to the ground, and they're wired to chase and run and fetch things. So the minute you're in the backyard, it's a whole different scenario. That minute that cat starts running, it will elicit in something from the dog to chase. So again, we want to do a little bit of work in the yard.
Yep.
With dog on lead, letting the cat come and go. So we teach them this is what we want it to look like.
Sounds very good advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It's the Dog Spot page. The Dog Spot will return next Saturday morning at 8:15. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend.